You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Despite a slow start coming off a trip to Game 7 of the World Series, the Indians won 102 games in 2017, winning a second straight American League Central Division crown. The season was highlighted by a record-setting win streak as the Indians set their sights on a second straight trip to the Fall Classic. Take a listen back on how the Tribe reached October.
Here I had the opportunity to win the World Series, so this team, they had great young talent.
If we do things the right way, keep it simple, we will be better. Are we going to be in the World Series? Who knows?
Just because we came so close, the mindset doesn't change. We're trying to win every single year that we can.
So what you do all the rehab for and, you know, stick to the process is to get back out there with your teammates.
Away! Out of here and gone! And Edwin Encarnacion with a little, some would call it a chicken wing.
Line drive, center field, base hit.
So Abraham Almonte drills a single to center, and the Indians have their first lead of the night, and it comes in the ninth inning. Hit high and deep to left, and way out of here!
Lindor drives it to deep right. Goodbye!
And that's the big boy right there, the salami.
His first career grand slam, and what a time to hit it.
Swinging a line drive, base hit down the left field line. Michael Brantley has come through, and welcome back, number 23.
Got an update on Corey Kluber.
He did leave early, and he was removed due to low back discomfort is what the team is telling me.
There's a squirrel out on the infield. Oh, he's got a quick first step.
All you gotta do is grab some peanuts.
Heading to second base with an RBI double as Bradley Zimmer on his first major league hit. He gets the Indians on the board.
This is hammered deep right center field. It is gone! His first major league hit and RBI in the third. His first major league homer here in the ninth. Hey, Bradley. Get rid of that apartment in Columbus.
Kluber, first start in a month.
Swung on and missed. Boy, that didn't take long.
Corey Kluber comes off the disabled list today and looked like Cy Young Kluber, striking out 10.
Got him again.
Nice.
Perfect
pitch.
Payoff pitch. Right down the middle. That gives Carlos Carrasco his 10th strikeout of the night. Andrew Miller coming into a really tough spot. Breaking ball, hit the third. Ramirez coming home. There's the force. Throw to first, not in time.
Yes, he did.
Now the 1-2. Threw it by him.
They were able to detect the irregular heartbeat and fortunately able to address it with this procedure that was done yesterday. And he came out of it well. He's expected to be out of the hospital in a day or two.
We miss him. We love him. I think we're all happy and excited. It seems like he's getting better.
As you can imagine, he's disappointed to not be here, but we all realize that his health is what's first and foremost.
2-2 hit well. Bautista's gonna wave goodbye.
It's a walk-off win on Frankie Lindor's towering home run to right center.
His last start, May 27.
Salazar. There he is. Oh, he just blew it right by him. Oh, he got him looking at it. 97 at the knees.
We've talked about the injuries to Lonnie Chisenhall and Jason Kipnis, and today we finally got to see him out on the field getting ready.
A swing and a drive to deep left center. Away, back, and goal.
How do you like them apples? A walk-off grand slam.
Got him looking.
That was a nice slider by Trevor Bauer. Oh, yeah. Curveball got him swinging. Another curveball, and he struck him out with it.
Joe Smith coming back to Cleveland.
This augments a strength for the Indians. Their bullpen, again, will be hellacious.
Back toward the bullpen. Back, and a leaping grab, it would appear, by Austin Jackson with one of the greatest catches you will ever see.
See if he can get Kluber a couple of runs. He certainly deserves it.
A swing and a drive, deep left center. This ball, gone! Oh, what a mob scene!
Sitting to the left of Bradley Zimmer in the Indians' dugout, acquired by the Tribe late last night. 29 home runs this year for Jay Bruce. Kepler's going to watch this one leave the yard. Jay Bruce has tied the game at one with his first as a Cleveland Indian.
Oh, boy.
Andrew Miller, who was on the disabled list with a knee injury. I don't know if this is related to that or if it's something else.
And the Indians have pitched their 13th shutout of the year.
The only way this game is still scoreless is because Zimmer played Superman again.
It hit the top of the fence and ricocheted in the air.
Jose Ramirez has joined Kelly Shopik in the 5-for-5 extra base hit club.
For the first time in the long history of the Cleveland Indians, they have a 15-game winning streak.
The winning streak is enjoyable, and I think it's got people's attention, which gives me a chance maybe to brag on our guys a little bit, which I love. But other than that, we'll go play tomorrow.
Chopper to first, and Davis got him. Zimmer's shaken up on the play. The left hand definitely at least part of the issue.
17, 18, 19, 20 in a row. Their 21st history marches on. 22 consecutive wins.
And the magic number is down to 1.
And the Cleveland Indians are now the American League Central champions.